So this game has shaped up pretty much exactly like most games in this series, but almost exactly like all the games that have been played here at the Iceplex. St. Louis out shooting Texas, at least unofficially, 29-11. But the Tornado have been able to sneak two goals past Tyler Brueggemann. Brueggemann was probably to blame for a couple of those goals in the opening games of this series. Not tonight. Justin Jones' goal was just a good shot, and Brueggemann didn't really have too much of a chance to stop that one. The second goal, he had a couple people in front of him. It may have even gone off of one of his defensemen's sticks. Nevertheless, two goals have been allowed. Brueggemann will come back out onto the ice as the Bandits not wanting to take any chances here with possibly losing the center ice faceoff. So the fans are on their feet trying to cheer the Bandits on to equalize this game. 43 seconds and change remain here in the third period. Almost a fight there as Duer and Bergenier having a few words. Referees stepping in, but you have to figure no penalties are going to be handed out unless it is just an egregious penalty. Still muscling for position, and the Bandits take control of the puck. Brueggemann heads off to the bench. Kaliz backhanded it towards goal. Sent over to the far side. Prince takes control of it. He cannot clear, but they fight for control over on the far side. Trying to put it out in front. Sullivan pinned it up against the side and then covers the puck. 26.7 seconds left here in the third period. With each second off the clock, the Bandits look closer and closer to flatlining on this season. Texas could make sure that every road team has won the game in this series. This would be an upset in terms of the seeds, but in terms of how they've played, Texas would be well deserving of a series victory if they could steal all three games here on St. Louis's home ice. The Bandits have prided themselves on winning home games the past 3 years. Not quite as much this year. Puck pinballing around, comes out in front. Now Kaliz with it to carry on the circle. Birch, 13 seconds left. They score! Jordan Bergenier ties it up! Oh, baby, the St. Louis Bandits are still alive! What a finish to this contest! It's not over yet, but what a spectacular third period we have had. The Bandits have to go on desperation. They pull the goaltender, and they get the goal to tie things up. Oh, baby. 12.1 seconds left, and the score is 2-2. Overtime looming now with 7 seconds left. Rostenkowski shoved to the boards by Olszewski. He has it in the corner, puts it in for the bad angle. Ike with the rebound chance, but there's the buzzer. Once again, for the second game in a row, three periods is not enough to decide this one. And now it is Texas heading to the locker room with their heads a little bit lower. But they still have 20 minutes of play to try to take this game away from St. Louis. But the Bandits have now swung the momentum pendulum back in their favor. So a spectacular last second goal by Jordan Bergenier as he was able to find the puck here on the near side and put it in on the backhand. Ties up the contest. And we'll play overtime hockey here at the Hardee's Iceplex coming up. I'll take a quick break here and try to catch my breath as we head off into your third intermission And when we come back, we'll have overtime hockey for you. You're listening to St. Louis Bandits Hockey.